everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. And today is February 8th, 2023, and today's show is just, I don't know, it's been getting under my skin. Steve and I have been talking about it for about the last hour and a half. And, well, let me give you a hint. The title of today's show is, let's talk about State of the Nation via America's Liar and Chief. No, I won't apologize for that. I won't change the wording. And tomorrow, when this goes up on the Liberty Beacon, the article with this show embedded in it, it will still have the title State of the Nation via America's Liar and Chief. I don't know who else watched this last night. I don't think it got a hell of a lot of attention from people who are living in the crap that America has turned into today, and most of it being done intentionally. But we're going to go through some of the points that were made and some of the points that weren't made. And we're going to discuss, as far as I'm concerned, a State of the Nation speech that, in my eyes, is the worst one I have ever seen. Again, I'm going on, you know, I'll be 70 years old in less than a year and a half. I'm not a newbie. I've heard a few of these things, and I've heard them from very unpopular presidents, and I've heard them from very popular presidents. And this one, excuse me, literally takes the freaking cake. And I'm not joking. But let's get through our usual intro first. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts, and also opinions, because we all have them. And a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Anthony, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio, online, SoFlo Radio, and we appreciate each and every one of them. Again, I will tell you, if you are somebody who does donations here and there a couple of times over the course of the year, make their life a little bit better, and I'm talking about the people who run these platforms, by taking whatever you usually give over the course of the year divided by 12, and the next time you go in, take that number, put it in there, and click the button that says make this a monthly recurring donation. It allows them to build a budget. It allows them to give you bigger, better, badder, faster. Not a joke, an absolute fact. So if you will consider this, you will help each one of these platforms to understand exactly what they can do, what they can't do, how they can grow, and what they can use to grow with. All right. How are you today, Stephen? And yeah, we've been talking about this for a little while, haven't we?
Yeah, at least 24 hours. I sent that to you yesterday.
Yeah.
But no,
we've talked twice
about it.
Yeah, and if we'd had time, we probably would have talked more. But there was that thing called sleep in between that everybody's got to have. So let's move on. All right. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these truths without fear of censorship or exclusion. And that being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. Information about this show will be included in an article on the LibertyBeacon.com tomorrow, Thursday, as usual, by noon central. And I would say you'll have links you can go to get the information that I'm about to give you. But if you can't find a link to the State of the Union from yesterday, you're having trouble. Okay, so let's start off again. Let's get into the meat of this and start off again with the title of the show, State of the Nation via America's Liar and Chief. Again, I will not apologize for it. I absolutely believe it. And I believe I have irrefutable evidence to prove it. This isn't going to be a whole show about everything Joe Bob's done wrong. Although we could, we already have, and we probably will again. This is more or less, what do you do in a State of the Union? What do you tell the people and why do you tell the people? This State of the Union speech was the most divisive State of the Union I could ever remember in almost 70 years. Okay, first off, this guy can barely read a teleprompter. And that's blatantly obvious to anybody who listened to his speech. His speech is so chock full of inaccuracies and outright lies that most Americans who, you know, who saw right through it by simply looking at the life they're being forced to live today. Joe Bob is weak. Joe Bob is compromised. Joe Bob is controlled. Joe Bob is mentally challenged and more so by the day. Okay, he's also truly unaware of what a majority of Americans suffer today, what you and I suffer, what we the people suffer as a result of his policies. And steeped in controversy be his classified documents drama that will eventually explode in his face. And that's coming. And you've got to remember that a lot of this could have been stopped by the Democrats, but they didn't stop it. Maybe they don't want Joe Bob to run again, but we'll see. I could go on with issues like this for the entire hour, but let's move on. Let's talk about the mumbler and bumbler in chief, okay? On Biden's watch, prices are up by an average of more than 13%. That's if we take all the food you eat, all the product you buy, and we average the price increase over all of them. Take every one of them, add them all together with the actual price increase, and divide it by the number of products, and you get an average. The average price increase is 13%. To the average family making an average income, that's a swift kick in the butt. Okay? Close to 5 million illegals crossing the southern border since Joe Bob took office, and how many terrorists are amongst them? Amongst the gotaways who were never stopped at the border. And who's paying the bill for 5 million illegals? If it costs an estimated, which is what I've heard, $20,000 per year, okay, to keep these illegals from starving to death or put a roof over their head or whatever, multiply 5 million times 20,000. And what you end up with is Joe Bob is draining our cash reserve at a freaking speed that's breakneck. But do you think he talked about that? Do you think he talked about the massive increase in the national debt that on his watch alone has gone higher faster than any president I could possibly remember? Hey, did he talk about the fentanyl coming across the border that he has left open and refuses to do anything about? Literally refuses to do anything about. Has he talked about the fact that a lot of that fentanyl is instigated, or what is required for that fentanyl comes straight from China into the United States to kill more Americans than you can possibly imagine? About 100,000 a year. And what about the China balloon fiasco? And we'll get into that a little bit later. How about school trust by parents and accomplishments that are worse than anything in recent history? Our scholastic record as the most powerful nation and supposedly the richest nation on the planet, we place so far down the list of schooling our children, it's insane. But yet, if you go to school and you complain, you're a terrorist. And a lot of that comes straight out of Joe Bob's office. How about being forced to buy oil from those who don't like us? And they openly state they don't like us because we can't use what we have. How many of you are aware that the United States has the largest oil reserves on the planet? Untouched, untapped oil reserves on the planet. Most of you don't know that there's over 3.5 trillion barrels of oil under the Rockies, the eastern southern portion of the Rockies in the United States. They don't tell you that? No, they'd rather get it from people who don't like us. I could go on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is he aware that a large majority of Americans don't want him to serve for more years? Have his handlers actually told him that yet? If you listen to him speak, okay, all of America, okay, listen to him speak, or a big chunk of them, None of this is a reality or worth the time to explain it to we the people. Or his take on this comes straight from the Twilight Zone. Do you think he's going to step up to say, oops, we screwed up. There's 5 million people that came across that border that shouldn't have since I took office, but this is what I'm going to do to fix it. Nope. Do you think he stood up to say prices have risen on what you need every day to live, your food, your gas, whatever, whatever, at a higher rate than any other president in recent history, but this is what I'm going to do to fix it? Nope. Did you hear him say more Americans are dying from fentanyl at a higher pace every single month, that I don't do anything to close the southern border as I'm supposed to do as the commander in chief? Nope. Did you hear him say the debt is so big right now that it's literally going to cripple the future of our children if we don't do something about it immediately? Nope. You didn't hear him say anything along those lines. Did he mention these things? Of course he did, to pat himself on the back. But it was all lies. If you took a look at the conservatives, or even, yeah, the Speaker of the House sitting up there, McCarthy, sitting up there behind him, when Joe Bob would spit out a lie, McCarthy wouldn't come out and laugh, but you could see that little smirk come across his face as if to say, are you really saying that, Joe Bob? The thing of it is, Americans are seeing this. They're living it. They know their life sucks today compared to 3 years ago when somebody totally different was sitting in that office. Am I going to sit here and drum up all the great things about Trump? No, I'm not. What I am going to tell you is, under Trump, we had one of the best economies we had seen in decades. Under Trump, we had more prosperity in the middle class than we ever had. Under Trump, African Americans were making more headway in this country than they ever had. And all of that has gone to crap in a handbasket in 2 years. Did he get up and tell the American people that? Did he get up and tell the American people that we are divided as a country more than we have been in my entire life? I don't remember this type of division. I don't remember, LGBTQ day in school where transvestites would come in all dressed in drag to teach your kids that this may be fun. Why don't you think about it? Putting ideas into the head of 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds? Did he talk about that? Nope. We have seen one disaster after another. And they continue to come. How many of those were explained in the State of the Union speech with an apology, and this is what I'm going to do to make it better? How many? Because I can't count any, as in zero. We are living in an America today which is more divided than an America I have ever seen, even in the days of Dr. Martin Luther King, who I have a lot of respect for. I have never seen the division I see in America today. And now it's not just racial division, it's sexual division. Okay? And it's not even that. Today, if you're a conservative or you are a liberal, you may end up by smacking each other upside the head just because of your politics. When's the last time you saw that? How many times have you, I don't know, tried to jump into a conversation and people immediately realize you're a conservative and they either walk away or tell you you're not invited into this conversation? How many places of business will literally shut you down and out if you're not a liberal or if you have conservative ideas? When's the last time you saw that? We see a nation that is falling to its knees economically, that is falling to its knees militarily, that is falling to its knees with respect from countries around the planet, that is falling to its knees by security, that is falling to its knees by its own sovereignty, southern border. We are looking at a nation that is on its way down. Listen to me, people. I'm not joking you. If you believed half of what you heard in the State of the Union yesterday, you're a freaking moron. The United States today is the laughingstock of the world. I don't remember that. The United States today is about to hit bankruptcy and trip off into probably the biggest, I don't know, biggest economic disaster this planet has ever seen since the 1920s. Our military right now is another laughingstock, which Biden and his group helped to weaken beyond a shadow of a doubt with their LGBTQ in the military, and you can't do or say anything about it, and vaccine mandates, which ended up by doing much more damage than most of you could even imagine. But I spent 30 years in that realm, and I still have a lot of friends there who talk to me. There is nothing in this country today that has gone untouched. Whether it's your Christianity, which is under fire, whether it is, it doesn't matter what it is, it's under fire. America is failing, and it is happening at an increasing pace. And what you heard from Joe Bob yesterday is, the economy's great, look what I've done. Job report, yes, there's a lot of people working, but what he didn't tell you is if somebody takes themselves off the rolls, they're not counted when you figure out how many people are and are not working. There have been more Americans who have taken themselves off the employment rolls since Biden took office than since the Great Depression. But does he factor that in when he tells you that I got everybody these jobs? Nope. And he didn't get anybody any jobs. What we're seeing now is a total recovery from the biggest faux pandemic the globe has ever seen. And when a lot of companies had to shut their doors or a lot of businesses had to lay off a lot of people because of this pandemic, what we're seeing now is a lot of them coming back to some semblance of what they used to be 3 years ago or 4 years ago when Trump was in office. But yet Joe Bob's going to stand up there and tell you that he's the reason why the job numbers are getting better. He's not.
Hey, Roger. Okay,
if any, yes.
Would you like to take a 30-second breath? I got something I could add here.
Oh, I sure do.
I have. I don't know about most people, but a lot of people have heard of H.L. Mencken. He was a writer in the very early part of the 20th century, from 1906 to 1953. He has a quote that goes around on the internet quite often, and I caught it yesterday and I saved it. It says, "As democracy is perfected, the office of president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron." Written in the Baltimore Evening Sun, 26 July 1920.
Do you think this guy had a crystal ball?
Yes. Yeah.
And that was perfect. That was the perfect time to put it in here as well. But let's scooch on here so that we can get at least a majority of this out before the break, because I'd like to finish it up right after the break. And then you and I are going to talk about balloons.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, we've seen a massive increase in national debt, massive increase in fentanyl, the China balloon, school trust, the whole nine yards. Everything you can think of today is not only worse, but it's heading right down the toilet. And he's flushing it. Joe Bob is. Okay? If you listen to what he said yesterday, none of what I'm saying is a reality and everything is perfect and it's all because of him. He stood up right in the middle of the speech and said the Republicans want to eliminate Social Security and Medicare. And the Republicans had a hissy fit. They booed him. They hissed him. And he was going to fight back. But why would you, knowing full well, because remember McCarthy was in his office for a full hour the other day and flat out stated to Joe Bob Stop saying that we don't want to end Social Security. We don't want to touch Medicare. That's not true. But yet he gets up in front of all of the nation and says Republicans want to take your Social Security and your Medicare away. It's a freaking lie. The state of the nation is there for a president to tell us the promising things that are going to happen and how we're going to accomplish them. The state of the nation is there to bring a nation together. The state of the nation is there for a president to show his true leadership, not to just half of America, but to all of America. And when you stand up and say, and how many Americans are on Medicare? How many Americans are on Social Security? Roger's holding his hand up. Yes, I'm 68 years old. Of course I'm on Social Security. But yet he stands up to tell the whole freaking nation that the Republicans want to eliminate their Social Security and their Medicare. It's a freaking lie. Why would you say that in what's supposed to be the most comforting and bringing us all together speech a president gives each year? Why would you say that? Because he's playing politics. He's playing politics. He's playing politics with the debt ceiling and preaching a better economy as he destroys the great economy that Trump left behind. And again, this is not about patting Trump on the back, but when you do good, you do good. Democrats have increased discretionary spending, this is just a hint, by over 30% in 2 years, and they want more. Your children are getting a debt placed on their back, and your grandchildren, they will not be able to sustain. But there's no end to it. And if you listen to Joe Bob, it's all good. This is all good. He lied about employment. I already explained that. He lied about job creation. I already explained that. He's being compromised by China. Anybody who can't see that by now is an idiot. And that compromise has resulted in the removal of damn near all of the safeguards Trump put in place to protect things like domestic production, intellectual property, so on and so forth. Yet Biden stands up to tell everybody this is all about domestic production. It's all, I'm all for domestic production. Except that he took the very protections that Trump put in place to guarantee domestic production dominates well over foreign production. But did he tell you that? No. Did he tell you that he removed all of the guards, all of the things that guaranteed that American production would always have the upper hand? And he gave the Chinese, basically opened a door and said, I know it's been closed for 4 years, but hey, it's open now. Come on back in. But yet he brags about American manufacturing like it's all his doing as he continues to destroy it. Listen to me. This is the guy who sold millions of barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Listen to me. I'm going to say that again. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is only there. Its sole purpose is if we have a catastrophe or we have a major issue or if we have a war or if we have a Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make sure that we have the fuel we need. When you can tell me it's okay for Joe Bob to sell millions of barrels of oil to communist China from our Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and that's okay? That he has depleted it by over 40% more than any other president outside of the need to do so. And there's no damn need to sell it to China. But yet he's doing everything for us. He is. If you listen to him last night, this guy could walk on water. And I would love to see him do it too, because he basically told us all he could. Did you hear him admit to one wrongdoing last night? One! One! But yet you live in the biggest disaster called America we have seen since the Great Depression. And it's all happened in the last 2 years. Not in the last 20, in the last two. But he went on last night to tell you how he has fixed everything and you are living in the best America you have ever seen. You can put a fence around Congress for the State of the Union speech, but you can't put a fence up at the border, nor can you put a fence up in the air. Basically, what I'm talking about is preventing foreign nations from sending spy missions right over the heart of our country. Everything this guy said yesterday, with very, very few exceptions, was a total line of crap. But as I told you, that didn't appear to be a State of the Union address to me. What it appeared to me to be was a political speech for somebody who was running for president again. It was a campaign speech, not a State of the Union speech. Go back and listen to some of the other State of the Union speeches and then go back and listen to his. And you know, because you're suffering because of rising prices, because you're suffering because of gas prices, because you're suffering because, and I could go on and on, you know that damn there, everything that came out of this guy's mouth is a freaking lie. 73% of this country, which includes a lot of Democrats, do not want to see this guy run for president again. You want to bet if he does, there'll be the same rigging game that went on in 2020. And if he wins, you may very well see violence in the streets, but this time it won't be Antifa. And this time it won't be, I don't know, BLM. This time it'll be conservatives saying, we've had it. Okay, one more thing here, and then we'll jump to a break. Biden's interpretation of the State of the Union is so far from reality, it's insane, because it was not in any way, shape, or form the state of this union. Just listening to it forces you, who live in the real world, to wonder if Governor Huckabee, yes, she did a great job, okay, is not spot on. Biden represents or sets the bar for crazies. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the Arkansas governor, the youngest governor in the country and the first female governor of Arkansas, delivered an in-your-face Biden reply or retort to his State of the Union address, stating that the choice in America today is no longer left or right. It is now the difference between normal and crazy. And you know what? When I heard her say that, and I'm sitting at my desk all by myself with nobody else around, I stood up and clapped for at least a full minute, because she hit the nail right on the head. Have I got that right there, Steve?
Yes, sir. I put it in chat there, but you don't know yet. Haven't been able to get on Facebook since we went live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, are we ready for a break? Because I sure Certainly. Am. I need a breath.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We'll be back in 1 minute, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. Look, as far as I'm concerned, I really don't do these shows to make anybody happy. I don't do these shows because I want to please people. I do these shows because there are things that need to be said. That doesn't mean that you're always going to agree with me. It doesn't mean that you're always going to believe what I have to say. I strongly encourage anybody who listens to what I have to say to do your own research. I strongly do, okay? I do a lot of research, all right? If I speak with emphasis in some areas on certain things, it's because it literally pisses me off. This is not about Trump. This is about where we came from and where we're at right now. Anybody who is listening to what I'm saying and getting a little upset about it, I would like you to tell me where I'm wrong. Is the cost of everything that you need to live today higher than it has been in a long time? Is the average right around 13%? Anybody can see that by doing just a little bit of homework, okay? Is the American military weaker today than it has been in a very long time? You have retired generals and admirals, literally, go online, you don't need to take my word for this, stepping up to say if we had to fight Russia or China today, it is very doubtful, unless we started lobbing nukes at them, that we could win. Okay, if you take a look at our scholastics, all right, our schools and what our children are being taught, America, which is supposed to be the beacon of the planet, is what? 16th, 17th, 20th on the planet when it comes to education? It shouldn't be that way, but it is. When you talk about our medical system, okay, don't even get me started on that. Because the United States spends more on healthcare than any other nation on the planet by a huge margin. And we are the most chronically ill nation on the planet. You don't believe me? Go check. When did that go into overdrive? 2 years ago. And I could go on and on and on. I'm not here trying to make a name for myself. I'm here trying to tell everybody listening that what this guy stood up and said to the country yesterday was crap. He has done more to bring America to her knees than any president. Well, I would say the next closest to him would probably be Obama. And one of these days we'll do a show where I will point out exactly what Obama did that most of you are not aware of, and why when Obama got out of office, Trump had such leeway to make things better. When you start with crap, it's pretty damn easy to make things good. Okay? It is. Because anything is better than crap. But at the same time, everything I'm telling you is reality. And if you don't wake up to it, if you want to sit back and complain and say, what the hell is this guy talking about? None of this is true. I dare you. You know how to send me comments. Tomorrow. On the Liberty Beacon, in this article, it will be posted. You want to put a comment there? Put a comment there. I will answer you. But you better be able to show I'm wrong with some proof. Because I can show you I'm right with proof. Everything that comes out of my mouth, unless I say, I'm not sure of this, but I believe it. I don't say that very often. I do a massive amount of research. Steve will tell you that. Nothing I put out on this show is something I just pulled out of my butt when the show started. You are living in an America that, I don't know, 3 years ago, I would have bet anybody would not have seen this coming.
Hey, Roger.
Did people like, yes.
Sorry to interrupt you again. There's several people on Twitter that are saying that Facebook is down, not just for me.
Well, I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
So it must be some regional servers that are having issues. because I just hit a refresh and it popped right back up again. So we're talking about regional servers. And I'm in Arkansas, in the hills of Arkansas, so maybe they just don't feel it's important enough to take us off. This is where all the hillbillies live. Yeah. And I love it. I absolutely love it where I live. I do. Except when I open the door, this is what I hear. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And anybody who doesn't know that, that was the same song for the Beverly Hillbillies. But the point here is we are looking at an America that is on its way to its knees. Now, before we jump into our next topic, this all culminates in something I have said to you at least a vast majority of the weeks I've done a show. Maybe not every week, but real close. I have told you over and over and over again, there are two requirements for the elites to take over this planet. Global governance, what they're calling the Great Reset. There are two basic requirements, and they are both in play right now. And they are both in an advanced form of play right now. The first one is you must collapse the global governance in order for governments across the planet. In order for a global government to step in and say, hey, look, things are bad, but here, take my hand. It may not be as good as it used to be, but it's better than what you have right now. They need to take the global economy to its knees. Is it happening? Look all around you. Look at the egg plants being destroyed. Look at the food processing plants being destroyed. Would you like me to go on and on and on? None of this has happened at this pace ever. More food processing plants were destroyed in 2 years than in the last 20 to 25 years combined. But hey, that's just a coincidence, right? So you're looking at global governance literally knocking at your door. What was the second thing? You've got to thin down the population. Nobody in their right mind believes that a centralized, I don't know, government, a communist or a socialist government with basically, you know, a few people leading the entire planet at the very top can control 8 to 9 billion people. They can't. So what do you need to do? You need to bring the population to a much more controllable number. We are looking at new statistics across the planet, again, that are stating well above 20 million, and some are saying over 30 million have already died as a result of the COVID-19 jabs. They're also stating that in excess of 2.5 billion have already been seriously or permanently damaged by the vaccine side effects. And they're also saying that we're approaching 6 billion or may have already passed 6 billion being vaccinated. People in the 1970s, and you've all heard me say this before, I'm going to say it again, the H1N1 vaccine was pulled off of the market because it killed 35 people. I just got done telling you that well over 20 million, and some saying it's approaching 30 million, and it may be a lot higher than that. These are basically statistics, okay, have already died, and well over 2 billion, about 2.5 billion, may be seriously damaged for life and may not have a very much longer life as their bodies continue to deteriorate. So what we are looking at is a mass die-off from a product they are still forcing in a lot of places you and your children to get. Why? Why would they pull a vaccine for 35 deaths and today 25 million and 2.5 billion harmed, 25 million dead? And this is what they're aware of. How much is they're not aware of? So again, we're looking at the two items that are extremely necessary for global governance to come in. We're looking at both of them in our face today. We're looking at the politics and the economics of our nations across the planet collapsing. And we are looking at a die-off like this planet has never seen, even if you include the global wars. World War II, there were not 2.2 to 2.5 billion people seriously harmed. In no war, even if you added all the wars together, you wouldn't even come close to that. But this is what's happening. Now, when you step up in front of the entire nation and you tell them everything is better than you think, everything is better, it's so good, and just help me out, and we're going to make it even better. You tell me, send me a message, please. You tell me what is better today than it was 3 years ago. I'm begging you. Put a smile on my face. Prove me wrong. Show me what has improved drastically in the last 2 years, and I will kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon, and I'll let you sell tickets. This is the world we live in today, and now we're going to talk about something else. You want to bring that topic in for me, Steve, please?
Certainly. I have to.
Why, certainly.
Certainly, Ollie. I have to bring this. I don't even know if I shared it with Andy or anybody. I can't remember yesterday, but anyways, I got to go back to the link. Oh, come on.
That was some pretty good, you know, information. But at the same time, what's reality? And, you know, most people don't have the background that I have.
Yeah.
They haven't done what I've done. So when you sent it to me, the first thing I said was, yeah, okay, but what about?
The headline says, it's from The Guardian, August 2019. Pentagon testing mass surveillance balloons across the U.S. Doesn't have any pictures. No, it just goes on. Up to 25 unmanned solar-powered balloons are being launched from rural South Dakota and drifting 250 miles through an area spanning portions of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, before concluding in central Illinois.
And I'm not going to tell you that that didn't happen. I'm not going to tell you it didn't happen.
In 2019. Yes.
Right, in 2019. And I'm not going to tell you that there wasn't a, some way that the military justified this. And I would say maybe not so much to spy on Americans, but to see what could be gained across the entire planet. I'm not going to tell you that the United States military is our buddy and everything they do is, oh, so good it should give you warm fuzzies. Mm-hmm. No, I know better than that. I spent 30 years of my life working with these people.
Right.
I know better than that. If you took all of the evil that was basically caused or enhanced by the U.S. military across this planet in the last 50 years, it would shock the hell out of most of you.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the U.S. military have people or armed, and this is armed, okay, individuals in at least 180 out of 196 countries across the planet, whether it's overt or covert, whether those governments know about them or don't know about them. And in a lot of cases, they don't know about them.
But, you know, I have a problem. People don't remember history. You know, they keep saying something about learn history, otherwise you're doomed to repeat it. Australia gave up their guns like 25, 30 years ago, whatever it was. And they've been dealing with just an absolute horror over there in the last
tyranny.
3 years. Yeah.
Yep. Total tyranny.
Absolute horror.
And that's exactly, look, let's put this into perspective. When you say give up your guns, there is nothing more the deep state really wants than to take the guns away from the American people.
Well, I mean, look what happened in 1948 China with Mao Zedong. Look what happened with Russia.
Over 40 million people died. Let's talk about the United States for a second. Let's talk about the fact that there is an estimated between 350 and 500 million guns in private hands in America.
Yep.
That's more than one gun for every single person in America. Now, not everybody owns a gun. There are people who own 15, 20 guns, and there are people who own none.
That's just illegal guns, too.
If you take the number I just said, and you consider it, then what you have is more guns in the hands of, in private hands in America, than in the entire Chinese and Russian militaries combined by a long shot. Now, again, it's not, you know, it's not rockets, it's not missiles, it's not tanks, it's not, but to say that 350 to 500 million guns is not something to be concerned of course it is. And every time you see tyranny in America, I dare you just to say I don't have this right and then go do a little research and you'll be very red-faced. Every time you see a little bit of tyranny, especially during the Obama years, every time he would step up and force something down our throats, you would see a massive amount of increase in gun sales. Yes. And ammo sales.
Yes. Well, I would venture to say, you know, let's just take the conservative number that they throw out there all the time, 350 million. I would venture
that's conservative. Yeah.
The conservative. I would venture to say that that number is not just China and Russia, but probably every other country
right
on the planet.
No. I agree. But I was using those two simply to make a point.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's take this just a little bit further, okay? As far as control goes, this is what they need. And now you're seeing things like you had to have, what is it, a support stock on a fire on a pistol now or whatever it was. Basically, people are saying, yeah, okay. Then they said, if you are smoking pot, even if you have a doctor's prescription for it, then you can't own a firearm, okay? Which, believe it or not, was struck down in court as being unconstitutional, illegal. So that one didn't get passed. But the point here is you're going to tell me that if I'm smoking pot, which is going to make me a little laugh, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to feel good, I'm going to want to have some munchies, you're going to tell – now, the last thing that happens when you smoke pot is you want to go out and kill a bunch of people. But yet, if you're taking amphetamines that are prescribed to you, or you're taking any of this massive drugs that Big Pharma has been selling for how many years and stuffing down our throats, if you're taking those drugs, you can get a firearm? What's going on here, Steve? What's going on here?
Yeah, I know.
What we are seeing today, and I keep saying this, and everybody who pushes back, you need to stop and find a point where you can say, Roger, you are wrong, and send me that point. You all know there will be an article published tomorrow. You all know the comments can go on those articles. You all know I promised to answer them personally. You all know this. So if you think I'm bullcrapping you, or if you think I don't know what I'm talking about, let me know. The only thing is, if you just come in and say, well, you said this and I think it's this, and you have no backing for what you're saying, and I'm willing to back anything I say, unless I say this is what I think, but not what I know. I haven't said that once today. Everything I've told you today, we're living. Look at your standard of living. Look at what's on the shelves in the store you go to. How many churches were shut down during COVID? How many? But at the same time, you could go into a liquor store, but you couldn't go to church. What? And I could throw a dozen of these in your face, and they have absolutely no sense behind them whatsoever, unless you are trying to control a populace. If you're going to isolate a populace and you're going to let them drink or take all of the drugs Big Pharma can give them, you're accomplishing exactly what you set out to do. You're not only isolating them, but you're pushing them into a depression that will result in a lot of deaths. Take a look at the number of suicides in 2020 and 2021, and even a lot in 2022. Take a look at the deaths by suicide. Take a look at the deaths by overdose, drug addiction. Take a look at, and I could go on and on. This is a control factor. This entire scenario is a control factor. We already know that COVID-19 was not a massive killer virus. We already know that. It's been admitted to us. But yet we overreacted. We destroyed societies. We've killed millions of people with a pharmaceutical agent that should never have been given to the public at all. And nobody's in jail. Nobody. Who's in control, people? Because if you think it's you and me, you're full of crap. And if we don't step up to take a look around real soon, we never will be. And everything they want, which is total control of governance globally and about 7.5 billion less of us. So what was the next topic that we have only about 10 minutes left to talk about now?
I didn't know we had
balloon.
A balloon. Balloon. That's right. Okay. Sorry.
The balloon. We're talking about. And basically what you said, what your link was, that the United States was doing this. Okay. I'm not going to tell you that it wasn't being done. I don't know enough about it to say it hasn't been done. But you're right. There's no pictures anywhere of this. But if they're saying this happened and that many balloons went up and nobody even has one picture, I don't know if I would actually jump on board until I could find out more information. But that's not why I'm saying this is really not degrading the story as far as the balloon flying over the United States for 8 days recently. And why do I say that? Because the Chinese have stepped up to say it was their balloon. And there is actual information that this was tracked across Alaska, across Canada, across the very northern tip of Idaho and into Montana, and all across the United States. This is also, okay, an issue with Xi Jinping, who stood up to say, you shot our balloon down. I ain't happy with you. Why would, I don't know, the guy who rules China step up to say, I'm pissed off because you blew my balloon up, if the balloon wasn't his? Why would the tracking stations that know for a fact it came across the Pacific Ocean, across Alaska, across Canada, and into the United States, how would all of that information, or why would that information all be, I don't know, wrong or made up or fabricated? And the next thing is, when they're telling you that this balloon just all of a sudden appeared in Montana and some guy was in a plane or another guy was taking pictures of the sky and he saw this, he thought it was the moon. Oh no, a reflection of the moon or something. And he took a bunch of pictures and he submitted them to his local media and they looked at it and went, no, that's not the moon. And this is supposedly how this came out. This is supposedly how the US government heard about this. Okay, what did Roger do for a living? Roger worked with the military-industrial complex. What did Roger do before that? Roger worked on nuclear submarines. He was in the Navy. What was he? He was a sensors operator. I'm going to explain something to everybody here who doesn't know this. Especially when the Soviet Union existed, Alaska was our forward base. Look at how far it stretches out into the Pacific, and look at the islands that are basically attached to it or in a stream coming from the southern portion of it. Look at how far they extend out. Now, I'm going to explain something to you. The radar systems and the sonar arrays along that point and in Guam and other places we have in the Pacific Ocean would have spotted that balloon a long time before it ever hit Alaska. They would have known its trajectory before it ever got through Canada into the United States. They would have known its trajectory with the exception of when it hit a sensitive area like our nuclear missile silos in Montana, it hovered, which meant that it was programmable, which meant that it was steerable. Okay? And anybody who's saying, you know, well, why didn't they knock it down? Why didn't they shoot it down? I'm going to explain something to you again that has me extremely bothered because my question is the same as yours. Why didn't they? But if you look at generals like Milley, if you look like presidents like Biden, what you must understand is how much allegiance they actually afford to China. In an argument, Milley will side with China before he will side with his own generals. I've seen it happen several times. Joe Bob, when he got into office, took away all of the restrictions that Trump had on China that was making basically it, you know, not very fair for American manufacturing. And Joe Bob just stripped them all away. Okay, China, again, like I said early in the show, the door's open. You can come back in. We are looking at time after time after time where things are happening in the United States with respect to China that you have no idea. You scratch your head. You say, why the hell is this happening? Let's talk about one more. Let's talk about the amount of farmland. Look it up. The amount of farmland China is buying all across the United States and how much of it is literally focused around sensitive U.S. military bases. Not a joke, an absolute fact. Now, if I buy 20,000 acres of land right outside of a very sensitive U.S. military base, and I'm from China, what's to keep me on my own land from running a balloon up 10 or 20,000 feet and tethering it to my land? They already know the military's not going to do anything. They already know Joe Bob's not going to do anything. Stop and think about what I'm saying. They own land around, and they are buying up more every single day. There's another article about that on the Liberty Beacon. Go look. They're buying land up by the thousands of acres, and a lot of it is very close to or right on the border of very sensitive U.S. military facilities. And if they send a balloon up, what's going to happen? Nothing. Stop and think about this. Do I ever want to do a show like this? No, I don't. Do I like doing this show? Nope. Would I much rather have done a show where we all could have laughed and talked about something that was neat and, oh, my God, did you see this? And we all, oh, that's a joke. That's funny. Oh, my God. I would really, really love to do and rather do a show like that. But does that keep you informed? Does that let you know the tyranny that is moving right into your neighborhood? Does it let you know any of this? Because the government would much rather that you were on YouTube or that you were on TikTok. Yeah, Chinese. You were on TikTok or YouTube watching things that make you laugh or give you a hard-on. And I apologize for saying that, but it's the absolute truth. This is where they would much rather have you. Why? Because as long as they've got you locked in there, you're not seeing or talking about the things I am. Why do I do these shows? Why do I talk about these things? Exactly for that reason. Because most of you, and I would probably exclude a lot of people who would listen to this show. You're not in this description, but there are far too many people who just can't be bothered with what's going on in the world anymore because it's far too depressing. And it is. It's far too depressing. More so than, I don't know, say the end of World War II. All right, Steve, anything you'd like to say to wrap this up?
No, I just, you know, I've been trying to give politicians a break for 14 years, but but they're not doing anything to deserve any kind of a break,
no,
in my opinion.
They're all bought and paid for. First, you know, if it's your first time in and you're there for 2 years, you're probably doing what you said you were going to do. Or if you're a senator, 6 years, you're probably doing. But once you've been there three or four terms, you have these people knocking on your door saying, all you got to do is this little thing for me and I'll make sure you get reelected.
Uh-huh.
And once they are bought and paid for, then they understand that they can have all the power they want, but that power needs to be shared with their masters.
Well, it's not so much power. It's just the prestige and the money that they get.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Pelosi's worth hundreds of millions of dollars from a salary.
And, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that just doesn't work. All right. Anyway, I'm going to give you all a break and we're going to sign off. You have a great day. And if you want to listen to any of this over again, it'll be published tomorrow. If you want to leave a comment or you want to say what I said wrong and show me, make sure you give me links where I am wrong. I will make sure to read it, reply, and even apologize. And thank you for teaching me something. Have a great day.
See everyone next week.